Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu 'alayh. A'udzu billahi minasy syaithanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa la tatamannaw ma faddalallahu bihi ba'dakum 'ala ba'd. Qala an-nabiy sallallahu 'alaihi wa sallam, "Iyyakum wal hasad, fa innal hasada ya'kulu al-hasanat kama ta'kulu an-nar al-hatab," kama qala an-nabiy sallallahu 'alaihi wa sallam. Respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders, alhamdulillah, the previous speakers were mentioning some beautiful qualities, and all those qualities relate to the heart. The mashayikh will tell you that when it comes to praiseworthy qualities, what we call akhlaqa hamidiyah, and that is every person should strive to bring those qualities into our heart and remove the opposite, the akhlaqa razila, those admonish and those qualities which are evil, to remove those qualities from the heart. And one specific quality that I like to base my topic upon today is with regards to the evil quality of hasad and jealousy. Mufti Taqi Sahib Daawan Barakat has explained that hasad constitutes three categories. He said the first one is, very briefly, that if you see someone enjoying a certain ni'mat and bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person internally he burns, he desires that the ni'mat and bounty be snatched away from that person, that ni'mat to be destroyed. Mufti Taqi Sahib Daawan Barakat explained that this is the worst form of hasad. The second one is, he sees someone enjoying a ni'mat bounty, whichever, whether it is a professional, academic, whether it is worldly bounties, dunyawi bounties, deeni bounties, and then he desires that bounty be snatched away and given to you. That bounty, the ni'mat that he is enjoying to be taken away, and you object to Allah Ta'ala's dispensation, Allah Ta'ala's allocation, and you become angry with the faisla and decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that must be taken away from that person and given to you. And the third aspect is what we call the lawful, in termed as ghibta. And it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that la hasada illa fitnatain, that there is only, if hypothetically, if hasad was permissible, then it will be permissible in two aspects. But the ulama explained here, hasad means ghibta, self-emulation. For example, you see a person got a certain bounty, his wealth, dini, dunyawi, whatever bounty he is enjoying, then you desire that, oh, if only I could also be given the same. That ni'mat and bounty that should be kept with him, continue to enjoy it, but that bounty also should be given to me. And this is also praiseworthy and commendable in Islam. In Ihya al-Ulumuddin, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi has mentioned, Zakariya alayhi salam mentioned with regard to a hasid. He mentions, al-hasidu aduun li-ni'ami. A hasid, a person who has got jealous in him, he is an enemy to my ni'mat and bounties. Sakhitun niqadai, and he becomes angry with my decision. Such a person becomes angry with the faisla of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. غَيْرُ رَاضٍ بِكِسْمَةِ الَّتِي قَسَمْتُ بَيْنَ عِبَادِي, and he becomes unhappy with the distribution of my ni'mat and bounties over the creation. And Allah Ta'ala has mentioned various types of the Quran al-Kareem. For example, Allah Ta'ala mentioned, نَحْنُ قَصَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَةٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فُوكَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ. That Allah Ta'ala mentioned when it comes to regards to the risk, sustenance, or a person has a profession, some job, etc. Allah Ta'ala has distributed amongst the creation, and He has given some excellence over others. So with regards to the jealousy, respect to others, there are many, many harms that are associated with jealousy. The ulama explained that this is the most cancerous of all human feelings, which is such a negative emotion that a person focuses upon other people's strength and his achievements. And a person, this hasad is self-inflicted. This is such a punishment, not only it wipes out your good deeds, but a person suffers already in this world. And this has a negative aspect with regards to a person's health. It affects a person's mind, affects a person's body. He can't eat properly. Why he becomes frustrated? He becomes angry. Why is that person enjoying the ni'mat and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And we will find that the ulama explain, in fact, hasad, jealousy, is the qualities of the Jews and the hypocrites. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْرِ, that are these people jealous over the bounty which I have given to such people? That Ameen Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a Nabi from among the Arabs, and these people are so jealous. So this quality of jealousy is in a very evil quality. And if you have looked at all the waqia, the first crime to be committed in the heavens, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi has mentioned, was jealousy. Because Shaitan was jealous of the status and honor that was afforded to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So that is why he did not make sajda to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So the first sin that was committed in the heavens was that of jealousy. The first sin that was committed on the earth was because of jealousy. The incident of Adam alayhi salam's two sons, Qabil and Habil, where for the purpose of procreation and human increase of human population, then Allah Ta'ala had will that Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam used to father twins, a set of twins every year. And Allah Ta'ala had will that one set of twins will marry the opposite gender of the other set of twins. So the lot that fell to Qabil, it was his own sister, but obviously he could not get married to his own sister. So the lot that fell to Qabil, she was not very attractive. And the lot that fell to Habil was very pretty. So Adam alayhi salam told him to offer some sacrifice. And it is mentioned in the tafsir that Qabil, he gave some insignificant sacrifice. And Habil offered the best of sacrifice. And so in those days, a fire from the heavens used to come and devour. And this was a sign of acceptance. So Allah Ta'ala caused the acceptance of the sacrifice of Habil to be accepted. So Qabil became very, very jealous, and in the process he had killed Habil. So the first sin to be committed on the earth was that of jealousy. Then you will find, respected brothers, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's qissa, where the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, they could not tolerate the relationship that Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam had with Yusuf alayhi salam. Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam was very fond of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, and this made the brothers jealous. So they conspired so that to cut off this relationship, and eventually they put him into the well, and this all was because of the jealousy. On one occasion, Luqman alayhi salam, he was a very pious person and also very diligent towards his master. He was in charge of the fruit orchard of his master, and he had co-workers with him. But he had ethics in him, and his amanadari was of another level. He would not eat any fruit except with the permission of the master. But on the other hand, his co-workers used to go to town eating the fruit, and he detested all this. So his co-workers became very, very jealous of Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam. So they reported Luqman alayhi salam, and he told his employer that indeed it is Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam that is devouring and is eating all the fruit. So naturally the boss became very, very angry with Luqman alayhi salam. So Luqman alayhi salam suggested something, and he said that, okay, let each one of us, all the co-workers including myself, we will drink warm water or hot water, and thereafter each one of us will run. So all of them agreed. They drank the warm water, including Luqman alayhi salam, and he started running. And the circumstance, what happened after that, they started vomiting. And then they noticed that in the vomit of Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam, not a shred, not a piece of fruit was found. But in everyone's other vomit, the co-workers' vomit, they found that they had pieces of fruit. So this was because of the jealousy they had for Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam. And you will find, respected brothers, Imam Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi, so much of jealousy people had of him. People level unwarranted criticism against him, baseless accusations against Imam Sahib. And this all because of jealousy. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi mentioned one occasion he saw this person, Hassan bin Ammara rahmatullahi, holding the reins of the horse of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi. And he started addressing Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi. And he said, oh, no doubt, O Imam, you are such a scholar that no one has explained the aspect, subject of jurisprudence and fiqh like yourself. Very in depth, very intricate. And then he mentioned something very nicely. He said, no one speaks evil about you except a jealous person. Imam Azhar rahmatullahi, what great qualities he has. On one occasion, someone asked Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi, what is your opinion of Imam Sahib, Imam Abu Hanifa? So Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi replied, he is a miser. So people told that Sufyan Thawri that we know Imam Sahib to be a very generous person. He was a very wealthy person and to spend all of his wealth. So Sufyan Thawri said, no, I'm not talking about the financial aspect. I'm talking about the spiritual aspect. The Imam Sahib is a miser because if any riba they had to be made in front of him, then he will ignore it and he will go away. Never ever he will make riba. So he was a miser in transferring his good deeds to other people's accounts. That's what he meant. On one occasion, someone made riba of Imam Sahib, and when he came to know about it, then he said a hadya of dates and kajur, and he said, alhamdulillah, this person has transferred his good deeds into my account. So as a token of appreciation, that is why I'm giving him this hadya. So respected brothers, when it comes to, as Mufti Taqi Sahib Daun Barakatuh explained, this hasad is such, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that this hasad, it consumes all your good deeds. And just like how fire consumes wood. And respected brothers, that is with regards to the akhirat. A person might, in this world, he might be investing all his money, all the valuables, gold, silver, the emerald, sapphires, he's putting in a certain box, a certain place, or in a certain, and he goes there, he finds that everything has been destroyed. Likewise, we do all our good actions, but because of our hasad, this destroys all our good actions. And the unique thing about this hasad is such, that Allah Ta'ala, that bounty, that person that you are burning with, that person, that bounty that he's got, Allah Ta'ala keeps that bounty with that person. That person is always in good shape, is in harmony. That self-inflicted anguish that you are suffering from, that the person he is suffering from frustration, from anxiety, from anger, and is all the time questioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is objecting to Allah Ta'ala's decision. Why did you, Allah Ta'ala, give him that ni'mat? Why didn't he give me this bounty? Mufti Taqi Sahib Daun Barakatuh explains also that each person should ponder that each person is enjoying some ni'mat or the other from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a certain person is enjoying wealth, the next person might be enjoying health. A person got, for example, he's got some status and he's got some popularity among the masses. Another person, maybe he's got some beauty, some charm. So some ni'mat and bounty a person is enjoying. That is why Man Ashraf Ritani rahmatullahi used to say that, and this muzakara, that harat ke itibar se, that eh Muhammad, tamam musalmano se, aur tamam mu'mino se, tum sabse batar kam tar hai. Allah gave me the tawfiq, I add to you something, I say, eh Muhammad, tamam muridino se, tamam khulafao me se, aur tamam ulamao se, tum sabse batar kam tar hai. May Allah protect me, this should have not have this element of pride or any sort of conceitedness in the state of mind, or to massage my nafs or to impress Hazrat. But Allah grant me the reality and save me, save all of us from hasad, inshaAllah. So this evil quality, respective brothers, a person brings about in himself this anguish and this hatred and animosity towards others. On one occasion, before I mentioned, Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu, he was very, very sick, so people came to visit him. And some people saw him very, very cheerful. So they asked the reason why he's so cheerful. So he said that I have two qualities which I rely on. Two qualities that I rely on that inshallah this will be my success in this world, the qabr and the hereafter. So they asked him, what are these two qualities? He said the first one is, I do not bear any malice, hatred, animosity to any of my fellow Muslim brothers. And the second one is, I do not engage in any futile discussions, any futile talk, la yani. So these two qualities Allah instill in us as well, inshallah. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that yatlu al-an alaykum rajulun min ahli al-jannah, that very soon a person is going to pass, he's from the inmates of Jannah. So the Sahaba radiallahu observed that this person is carrying his shoes with his left hand and water dripping from his beard, he just made wudu. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated the statement on 3 days. So 3 days, Sahaba radiallahu anhu heard the statement from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu was inquisitive to know what quality this person has, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this person is an inmate from Jannah. So on some pretext he comes to this person, Abdullah bin Umar, and tells him that I had some difference with my father and I took an oath that I will not spend the next 3 days with my father. Will you able to accommodate me? So the Sahabi radiallahu said, no problem, you can stay. So 3 days with the intention of observing the Sahabi radiallahu anhu. So for 3 days and 3 nights, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu observed the Sahabi radiallahu anhu, all his actions, etc. After 3 days and 3 nights, he now decides to leave. And he tells this person that 3 days and 3 nights, I have observed your qualities. You don't wake up, yes, you do your farais, do your wajibat, your sunnat muakkada, etc. But anything extra, I didn't observe. For example, I didn't see you waking up for tahajjud salah. I didn't observe you keeping nafil, roza, fasting, etc. What quality do you have? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you are the inmates of Jannah. Then he said, and he explained to the Sahabi radiallahu anhum, that the two qualities I have. The first one is, inni la ajidu fi nafsi, that I ghishtan li ahadim min al muslimin. That I do not have any hatred, animosity, and malice to my fellow Muslim brothers. And the second one is, وَلَا أَحْقُدُ عَلَىٰ خَيْرٍ أَعْتَاهُ اللَّهُ إِيَّهُ. And the second quality is, I do not have any hasad or any jealousy of the ni'mat and bounties Allah Ta'ala has given to others. So every night we should make this muhasabah, clean our hearts, that, oh Allah, free me from this hasad, this evil qualities of hasad. And the ulama explain, what is the remedy for this hasad? First and foremost, a person should first admit it, acknowledge that he's got this quality of hasad, and then go to the mashayikh, and then they will give you the prescription, inshallah. The second one is to make sincere tawbah. Make sincere tawbah of the hasad that you had, and protect you of the hasad, inshallah, in future. It's such an evil quality that Allah Ta'ala tells us to seek protection. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. And one dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the dua in the end, min shamadatil a'da, that, oh Allah, I see protection in you from the malice and the joy of these enemies of mine. That every person will have enemies. And some person will be jealous of you. So, oh Allah, you protect me from the jealousy. And you protect me from the harm. So that we should make the dua as well. The third one you should do is let muhasabah every night. Clear our heart. Every night we go to sleep, that, oh Allah, clean my heart from all his evil qualities. And in what aspect, respect to the brothers, Mr. Taqi Sahib has written, that when it comes to the principle and the golden rule, when it comes to deen, when it comes to dunya, always look to those who are lower than you, less fortunate. And when it comes to deen, always look to those above you. Then he mentions the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this way, a person will not belittle the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will make shukr of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this way, inshallah, if a person does these actions, sitting in the company of the mashayikh and engaging in all these amal, inshallah, a person will be saved from that hasad and from jealousy. And also, respected brothers, we come to the khanqa so that we can make our Islam. And Hazrat has written a very beautiful article with regard to protection and security. And what about the security of our heart? Very briefly, he mentioned that in today's time, there's so much of crime. Now everyone is worried. One person, he went to England from South Africa. And he wrote, he had a bumper sticker on his car. He said, missing South Africa a lot. So next morning, he wakes up. He finds that the car, someone stole all his tires and his wheels. Then he's expecting, he's going around the car, he finds a note on the windscreen. He said that since you are missing South Africa a lot, I hope this makes you feel at home. So nevertheless, respected brothers, with regard to the security, our Shaykh has explained that the security system of the heart is taqwa. And we ourselves are our own God. And the security company is none other than the mashayikh. To sit in their company, inshallah, they will teach us how to protect our heart from all these evil qualities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost give me the tawfiq and removing all these evil qualities and protecting us from hasad and protecting us from hasad of others as well. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.